Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1084. Visible translated text is as follows. There, Thanksgiving Day, she was a tall, heavy-built lady. I stayed down there and watched the door just as he told me the last time, April 26th. He told me when the lady came, he would come and let me know that was the one, and for me to lock the door. When he told me the lady came and he stomped for me, I went and locked the door. He told me. He told me when he got through with the lady, he would whistle and for me then to go and unlock the door. That was last Thanksgiving Day, 1912. On April 26th, me and Mr. Frank met at the door. He says, "What I want you to do is to watch for me today as you did other Saturdays." And I says, "All right." I said, "Mr. Frank, I want to go to the Capital City Laundry to see my mother." And he said, "By the time you go to the laundry and come back to Trinity Avenue, stop at the corner of Nelson and Forsyth Streets until I go to Montag's." I don't know exactly what time I got to the corner of Nelson and Forsyth Streets, but I came there sometime between 10 and 10:30. I saw Mr. Frank as he passed by me. I was standing on the corner. He was coming up Forsyth Street toward Nelson Street. He was going to Montag's factory. While I was there on the corner, he said, "Haha, you are here, is yer?" And I says, "Yes, sir, I am right here, Mr. Frank." He says, "Well, wait until I go to Mr. Sigg's. I won't be very long. I'll be right back." I says, "All right, Mr. Frank, I'll be right here." I don't know how long he stayed at Montag's. He didn't say anything when he came back from Montag's, but told me to come on. Mr. Frank came out Nelson Street and down Forsyth Street toward the pencil factory, and I followed right behind. As we passed up there, the grocery store, Alberts and Brothers, a young man was up there with a paper sack getting some stuff out of a box on the sidewalk, and he had his little baby standing by the side of him. And just as Mr. Frank passed by him, I was a little behind Mr. Frank, and Mr. Frank said something to me. And by him looking back at me and saying something to me, he hit up against the man's baby, and the man turned around and looked to see who it was, and he looked directly in my face. I never did catch the idea what Mr. Frank said. Mr. Frank stopped at Sig's drugstore, corner Mitchell and Forsyth Streets, went into the store mountain. He came out and went straight onto the factory, me right behind him. When we got to the factory, we both went on the inside, and Mr. Frank stopped me at the door, and when he stopped me at the door, he put his hand on the door and turned the door and says, "You see, you turn the knob just like this and there can't nobody come in from the outside." And I says, "All right." And I walk back to a little box back there by the trash barrel. He told me to push the box up against the trash barrel and sit on it. And he says, "Now, there will be a young lady up here after a while, and me and her are going to chat a little." And he says, "Now, when the lady comes, I will stomp like I did before." And he says, "That will be the lady, and you go and shut the door." And I says, "All right, sir." And he says, "Now, when I whistle, I will be through, so you can go and unlock the door, and you come upstairs to my office then, like you are going to borrow some money from me, and that will..."